Let me ask you about the actual cause then. I mean, what do we have, a list of 5, 10? I mean, how many factors played into the devastation of New Orleans?
I'll just cut you short there and start my answer.
why should today be any different than yesterday?
First of all, it's important for me to point out that none of this is what I'm saying. What do I know? I'm a guy from the comedy world. But I basically got out of the way, and the movie is told through the eyes and the words of these people, these two lead investigators, one from UC Berkeley, one from LSU, and this whistleblower. The short answer to your question is 4.5 decades of catastrophic engineering design and construction errors and flaws by the United States Army Corps of Engineers, which was told by Congress after Hurricane Betsy in 1965, build a system that will protect New Orleans from the maximum probable hurricane. Instead, they built a system over 4.5 decades, riddled with flaws, not yet complete at the time of Katrina that almost killed New Orleans. Kind of a error in the mission there. And they go into great detail about the exact nature of the flaws. We don't get, you know, don't be afraid. The movie is not, an instructional film in engineering. But some of the crucial ones are that after Congress says build something to protect the city from the maximum probable hurricane, the Corps, as its standard against which designs would be made, had this thing called the Standard Project Hurricane. And they decided for this statistical model to throw out all of the most severe then recent hurricanes as statistical anomalies, outliers. That won't happen again. So from the very beginning, the thing was designed down below the level which Congress had said you have to protect the city. Then they made a series of miscalculations about the nature of the soil, about how deep things had to be dug to reach solid soil that would anchor flood walls. They ignored changes from the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey in terms of sea level, so they built levees too low. A litany of errors and problems. U.S. federal judge Stanwood Duvall, in the only lawsuit to come to trial coming out of the flooding, this is to do with the building of a navigation canal called the Mr. Go, which critics said from the very beginning was going to destroy the wetlands to the east of New Orleans and funnel storm surge and salt water directly to the heart of the city, said the Corps was reckless and negligent and had known as early as 1988 in internal memos that this thing was a disaster waiting to happen.
Okay, then if they knew all of that, I mean, knew it, not just thought it, not just suspected it, but had...
Had it on paper.
Had it on paper, had knowledge of of its, you know, of this impending disaster, why didn't they do something about it?
It's you know, a great question and a lingering question. I don't pretend in a 90-minute film to see into the minds of a very large and very powerful federal agency that is willy-nilly in charge of the water policy of the United States, although they do that water policy one pork barrel project at a time, as one of the experts in the film who's knowledgeable about the Army Corps of Engineers tells us. This is the way they do business. They basically reassure the public that things are fine. They're doing that right now, and yet they have flaws in their work. They don't look forward. They don't look wide enough to see the environmental consequences. The Mr. Go Canal that I mentioned earlier was an environmental nightmare, and they were warned about that. But they serve a particular function. As I say, they do pork barrel projects. They are the kings of pork barrel. When your congressman comes home at election time, he brags about, look at this bridge I got you. Look at this dam I got you. Look at this canal we got. And he's particularly bragging to business interests who can benefit from those projects and who can benefit from the contracts that the Corps lets out. The Corps has basically got Dr. Bobby of UC Berkeley, who started working for the Corps at the beginning of his career, says, they've hollowed it out. It's not a world-class engineering organization anymore. They outsource most of their work. They contract it out. So it's the United States Corps of Contract Administrators.